Chile con carne.
Oh, it is good. I'll try.
And I think you can ask for flour tortillas. You have your choice of tortillas.
I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a difference in tortillas.
Well, we have the wheat, the white ones, and we have the golden ones, the corn and wheat. I like the wheat. The corn, only at noon wheat. At noon we eat corn.
Let me see how this. What's your full name, do you think?
It's a long one. Maria. Leotilde.
How do you spell that?
Cleotilde. I'm lucky I never had trouble spelling all that long name.
Leotilde.
Kenya. Yes.
That's in India? What's your address here in Rome?
Roma.
Does this street have a name?
It has a name, we've never known what they are. I'm sure they have a name, we just don't know. We don't use them.
Where were you born in Spain?
I was born in Rancho Viejo, in Hawk County.
Rancho
Viejo? V-I-E-J-O.
Jim Hawk County. And what's your age now,
Lee? I'm 40.
Do you have an occupation or are you a housewife? Is that your occupation?
I'm not a housewife, I'm a mother and a wife, but I'm not married to my house.
And you told me yesterday your religion was Catholic?
Yes.
Now, I was coming in here from Rio Grande City, the sign says Roma Los Cines.
Los Cines.
Now, is that one town or is...
We are two communities incorporated into one. The mayor serves both cities.
So, well...
We're two small communities, actually.
But your mailing address is just Roma.
Yes.
So, you're in the Roma community.
Yes.
Of Roma, Los Angeles.
Just Roma.
Well, is Los Angeles small?
Yes. And Los Angeles only has an elementary school. Almost no stores. They have a church. But they do all their shopping here. They come to the junior high here, to the high school also.
Yeah. Tell me about going to school here and wherever else you're going to school.
I only came to school here in Roma.
In Roma?
Yes.
Did the school have a name?
Yes. At that time it was Manuel Guerra.
Was it elementary school?
There was only one school. There was no such thing as elementary or junior high. It was only Manuel Guerra School.
And what was it like?
It was very beautiful and very informal, and there were no delinquents. And we could never speak Spanish or chew gum for some reason. They do it all the time now. We were punished if we talked Spanish at that time.
Really?
Yes, I always hated that part. That's the only thing I didn't like.
You had to speak English.
We had to speak English all the time.
Even in the first grade?
None of us knew English before we came into the first grade. We all spoke Spanish. At that time, I don't know how we communicated because we had to talk English, I guess. Gradually we learned it. But during PE and lunchtime, we never talked English. As a matter of fact, some of the teachers now are among my very close friends and business associates. And to this day, I cannot talk Spanish to them because we were forced into talking English all the time.
That's interesting. So, how many years did that school last year? How many grades did you go to?
I finished high school in that same school.
So,
it was